Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Vodafone Germany posts a modest revenue increase amid ongoing operational challenges following a competitive turnaround, leveraging national roaming from O2. O2 Telefónica introduces a pay-what-you-use roaming model for business customers that emphasizes cost transparency across more than 150 countries. And O2, in collaboration with Telefónica Móviles España, launches a traveler-focused real roaming data flat rate on an eSIM that promises unlimited data and a refund if expectations are not met.
Fazi.net and Hamburger Abendblatt both report on Vodafone Germany's recent turnaround following several challenging quarters. According to Fazi.net, after 4 million TV customers were lost and revenues declined for 6 consecutive quarters, Vodafone posted a modest revenue increase of 0.5% in the summer quarter to reach 2.74 billion euros. This improvement was largely driven by rental income from connecting over 11 million 1&1 mobile customers in areas lacking 1&1 antennas, with some connections provided via national roaming from O2, although these are expected to transition to Vodafone soon. Despite the revenue recovery, operational challenges persist, as indicated by a 4.3% decline in EBITDA to 2.19 billion euros. Compounded by weak first-quarter performance and recent legislative changes that ended the ancillary cost privilege. Hamburger Abendblatt further highlights Vodafone's turnaround after 5 quarters of significant customer losses, noting the successful acquisition of 11 million 1&1 customers from competitor O2 under the leadership of Marcel de Groot, who took over as Germany's CEO in April 2024. The report emphasizes how strategic improvements in broadband and cable television, including bundled offerings and partnerships with housing companies such as Vonovia and LEG, are bolstering Vodafone's market position. Moreover, the operator is aggressively transitioning from traditional DSL to faster broadband solutions via cable and new fiber installations, now providing gigabit speeds to 30 million households, while facing industry-wide challenges from competitive pressures, spectrum allocation debates, and market consolidation.
The Welt.de article focuses on 1&1's milestone in consolidating all its mobile customers onto its own network as it transitions from a mobile virtual network operator to a mobile network operator. The report explains that after the disappearance of E-Plus and subsequent domination by the three main networks, 1&1 reemerged as the fourth mobile network in Germany by fulfilling a state mandate. According to the article, the company migrated over 12 million mobile customers from its previous reliance on the O2 network to its own core network, developed using innovative Open RAN technology after acquiring frequencies in 2019. While the network is still relatively small compared to competitors such as O2, with the number of active stations far fewer, the company maintains national roaming agreements with Vodafone to ensure continuous connectivity in areas lacking 1&1 antennas. Furthermore, the article points out that although the mobile customer base has seen a modest increase, financial results have been mixed due to rising expenses associated with network expansion, which has also impacted the overall operating profit.
In the first story, Telterif.de reports on the launch of a real roaming data flat rate by O2 in partnership with Telefónica Móviles España. The article explains that the new service is designed specifically for travelers and is offered as a data-only tariff on an eSIM basis, meaning that voice calls and SMS are not part of the package. It is highlighted that the eSIM flag plan includes unlimited data volume, with an additional promise to refund the cost if the roaming data does not function as expected. The offering enables usage across several devices by means of a mobile hotspot and is available with a promotional flash offer if customers use the code WINTER1 for free access over a short period. The publication details several pricing examples for different countries, emphasizing transparent cost structure where the tariff is tailored by destination, ensuring competitiveness and flexibility for roaming across more than 170 countries.
The second topic is covered by telecomhandle.de, which discusses the introduction of usage-based roaming options for business customers by O2 Telefónica. The report outlines that the new Pay What You Use model allows companies to pay exclusively for their actual data consumption with no fixed fee, addressing previous concerns over traditional roaming tariffs based on flat rates. This model is implemented in over 150 countries worldwide under the World Select and Rest of World categories and is initially included in the O2 Business Match tariff while remaining available for other business plans. In addition to the usage-based EMCA data options, the article notes the launch of complementary voice and SMS packages, underlining a commitment to cost transparency and ease of administration. The publication underscores that these initiatives are part of O2 Telefonica's broader strategy to align business offerings with actual usage patterns, aiding enterprises in managing roaming expenses while simplifying contract management.
An article by Telterif.de details a new promotional offer from Telecom, aimed at customers whose monthly base fee is under 15 euros. The report explains that under the limited pre-deals, the Magenta Mobile Special Plan now features a significantly increased data volume by including a bonus data deposit, which is activated via the Mein Magenta app and is automatically applied if the regular monthly data allowance is exhausted. The promotion includes a reduced base fee of €14.95 per month over the 2-year minimum contract period, with an increase to €19.95 from the 25th month for those continuing beyond the initial term. Additionally, the plan offers a full flat rate for telephone calls and SMS across all German networks, along with up to 10 gigabytes of mobile internet per month, supported by LTE/5G max connectivity, offering speeds up to 300 megabit per second download and 50 megabit per second upload until the data cap is reached. Moreover, the article notes that customers may opt for a T-Phone 3 device at a dramatically reduced upfront cost as part of the promotion, with the bonus 100 gigabytes data deposit remaining valid for up to 24 months and reactivatable after the contract's 2-year term, positioning Telecom competitively in the market.
In the realm of technology and innovation, computerbuild.de provides a detailed examination of the new WLAN standard Wi-Fi 8 and its potential to further transform wireless communication. The article recounts the evolution of Wi-Fi technology from its humble beginnings, from the original 1997 Wi-Fi offering just 2 megabit per second, through successive enhancements seen in Wi-Fi 6 and Wi-Fi 7, setting the stage for Wi-Fi 8. It states that Wi-Fi 8 builds on the progress of Wi-Fi 7 by enabling the use of the 6 GHz frequency band alongside the classic 2.4 GHz and 5 GHz bands, and introduces advanced techniques such as dynamic subchannel operation, DSO, NPCA, and multi-link operation, MLO, to improve throughput, lower latency, and reduce packet loss by up to 25% compared to its predecessor. The report further highlights the standard's ability to support millimeter waves for extremely high data rates under short distances, as well as its design for seamless connectivity in high-density environments like airports and stadiums. Finally, the article notes that while Wi-Fi 8, defined under IEEE 802.11bn, is not expected to be finalized before 2028, preliminary devices using this technology may enter the market prior to the formal standard's adoption.
The Handelsblatt article reports that, despite high energy prices and complex bureaucracy in Germany, Google has announced its largest investment in the country by committing 5.5 billion euros over the coming years. The plan includes building a new data center in Dietzenbach, expanding an existing facility in Hanau, and boosting its presence in Berlin, Frankfurt, and Munich, alongside investments in clean energy and waste heat recovery, which underscores Germany's significance as a digital hub. In the detailed interview, Google's executives, Mr. Justus and Mr. Rhein, explain that although Germany has experienced economic stagnation and a drop in private investments, the demand for cloud services and AI remains high among large corporations, mid-sized businesses, and startups, and they see this as a long-term growth opportunity, Mr. Rhein further emphasizes that while higher energy prices present a challenge, Germany's strategic advantages, such as excellent transportation infrastructure, rapid broadband rollout, and state-supported investments in digital and scientific research help maintain competitive digital sovereignty and foster a robust environment for innovation. The article also touches on EU regulations and transatlantic relations, with both speakers advocating for a reduction in bureaucratic obstacles and an emphasis on partnerships to spur further investments, thereby portraying Google's extensive investment as a strong vote of confidence in Germany and Hessen as pivotal, future-oriented digital platforms.
Netzwelt.de reports that competitor 1&1 has introduced an innovative tariff that eliminates monthly fees, offering a fresh alternative in the mobile market. The article explains that 1&1 now provides prepaid annual packages where customers make a single upfront payment and then use the plan for an entire year. It outlines that there are three distinct options available: 20 gigabytes, 60 gigabytes, or 150 gigabytes, with download speeds of up to 300 megabit per second via the 1&1 5G network, catering to different user needs such as moderate streaming and regular data usage. Furthermore, the report emphasizes that the plan features include continuous access to unlimited telephony and SMS services, EU roaming without surcharges, and no automatic renewal after 12 months, thereby offering customers greater flexibility. In addition, Netzwelt.de compares these annual packages to traditional monthly prepaid contracts, highlighting how 1&1's model is particularly appealing for users prioritizing cost control and clear usage terms.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.